I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Britain and France have not always been the best of friends, and that's putting it mildly. But today, the two countries signed a defense cooperation agreement. There will be joint training exercises for a new Anglo-French rapid reaction force. The two NATO countries will keep at least one aircraft carrier at sea at all times, and they'll set up shared facilities to test components for their nuclear warheads. The World's Laura Lynch reports that the idea is for both countries to save money while they strengthen their defense.
Smiles, handshakes, and a few strokes of the pen translated into a new kind of military alliance between Britain and France. The two nations have fought bloody battles with each other down the centuries. Yet today, Conservative Member of Parliament James Arbuthnot cheered the deal. The French killed Arbuthnot's great-great-great-great-great-grandfather at Cape Trafalgar. That was then, he says, and all is forgiven.
We do need to be working a great deal closer with the French. They're a country of similar size, similar outlook on life, similar history, and we need to save some defence money, and this is a good way of doing it.
Others are still wary about forging closer ties with France. Some newspapers pointed to the prospect of British soldiers being forced to follow French orders. Conservative MP Bernard Jenkin is still filled with unease.
We must never be under any illusion. The French act in their national interest, and they're frequently different from ours. I wonder whether they will lend us an aircraft carrier to go and protect the Falklands in a crisis. They certainly weren't much help during the Falklands crisis in 1982. Indeed, they were still trying to sell Exocet missiles to the Argentines.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy acknowledges the fears and says they exist on both sides of the English Channel. But Sarkozy says forging closer ties simply makes sense.
Et vous savez, mes chers amis anglais, en France, la souveraineté est une question aussi cruciale qu'en Angleterre.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, that in France, sovereignty is as touchy an issue as it is in Britain. But together we will be stronger. Together we will do better. Together we will better defend the values that are ours. And there is a common point, which is that we consider that the security effort should not in any way be diminished in our increasingly dangerous world.
Just 2 weeks ago, British Prime Minister David Cameron announced deep cuts in the military. Today's deal, he says, will help the UK to remain a player on the global defence stage. But Cameron laughed when he was asked whether a French-British alliance could compete with the United States.
Well, we're not planning to go to war against the United States, if that's the implication of the question.
In fact, Cameron says the US should cheer the partnership.
They want European countries like France and Britain to come together and share defence resources, so actually we have greater capabilities. I mean, often it's the case that the Americans and other NATO partners will be acting together, and they'd like us, obviously, to have the biggest bang for our buck we possibly can.
Étienne de Durand of the French Institute of International Relations agrees with Cameron and says the deal should pave the way for stronger ties with America.
Because what really matters at the end of the day with the Americans is whether we are credible military partners or not.
It's exactly the issue of credibility that worries Richard Weitz. He's a military political analyst at the Hudson Institute in Washington.
In the past, we've seen the British and the French disagree on important issues in global security, for example, the Iraq War. So if both governments can only act together in concert, then the United States would worry you're basically giving both a veto over the other.
If that's a worry, Washington might also want to watch something else. Some analysts see this as a trend and suggest that other nations may soon sign up to similar deals in the name of maintaining military power in tough economic times. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.